This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we've studied Romans chapter 11 for a number of days now, we have developed an outline that basically covers the material in the chapter. Before moving on, we need to be sure we understand what each point in the outline means. Let's begin by focusing on the subpoints under the first main point about God's dealings with Israel. It is clear not only in this chapter, but throughout the Bible, that Israel is God's chosen people. They were not chosen because they were good or because they obeyed God. God chose them for His own purpose. It seems this was hard for them to accept. It isn't that they didn't want God's blessing. It's just that they wanted it on their own terms. They wanted to get credit for having received it. God says it doesn't work that way. He does the choosing. He does the offering. It is by grace, not works. Listen to verses 5 and 6. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. And if by grace, then it is no longer by works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace. Was it that God rejected His chosen people? Paul asks in verse 1. No. Look, Paul says, I am an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham from the tribe of Benjamin. Then he reminds them that during Elijah's day, Elijah was convinced everyone had forsaken God and they were out to get him. God reminded him that he had reserved for himself 7,000 who had not bowed the knee to Baal. Paul goes on to say in verse 5 that there was at the present time a remnant chosen by grace. This, we saw, was an individual focus.